This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Slaveholders, colonizers, and segregationists are among the statues of historical figures memorialized across the city of Chicago, and others fall into stereotypes of Native Americans. Many of their origins can be traced back to the 1893 World's Fair. The city has established a Chicago Monuments Project to grapple with this hard history and think of some new ways to develop public art for the future. WBEZ's Race, Class, and Communities team spoke with a number of members of the Monuments Committee. And they have this story.
What should go and what shouldn't go? I don't think we're at that point right now. Each of the 41 problematic statues and monuments, they all need examining. My name is Ernie Wong. I'm a landscape architect and urban designer.
I'm Jennifer Scott, a public historian and curator. I'm one of the three co-chairs for the new Chicago Monuments Project. They all sort of fall into these general categories of promoting narratives of white supremacy, memorializing individuals with connections to historical racist acts such as slavery and genocide, presenting one-sided, oversimplified views of history.
When these were all created, during a time in the late 1800s through the 1930s, a lot of people were trying to romanticize their version of what history was to them.
My name is Cesario Moreno, and I am the Visual Arts Director and Chief Curator at the National Museum of Mexican Art. It is always good to rotate and recurate your permanent collection. We've all been to those museums where they haven't done that, and they're dusty, they're old-fashioned, and you just walk through the space thinking that it's, you know, it's time for them to rethink what they have out on display. The city of Chicago is sort of in a similar situation. The pieces that are out there throughout the city have been placed, you know, for over a century, many of them. They were created during the Gilded Age, when people really had a very different understanding of the city of Chicago, of this country, of history, and their views have sort of grown a bit weary.
My name is John Lau. I'm an associate professor at The Ohio State University. I'm a citizen of the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi. I've always been sort of stunned and shocked at why are Indians so easily set into bronze or in stone in these works of public art that ossify us, right? They render us immovable and unchangeable. And the anonymity of it, you know, that were homogenous, monolithic stand-ins. One Indian is like another Indian. They never change. We're never allowed to change because we're wrought in iron and bronze and stone. We can't become contemporary.
This is a bust of Melvin Fuller. He was Chief Justice and a legislator of the Plessy versus Ferguson, facilitated, which separate but equal as legitimate, and helped to facilitate decades of segregation. And so in a city like Chicago, I think that warrants more discussion.
I don't know that I want to have it all taken down. I don't want to erase how we've been portrayed in the past. Can you imagine any other race or ethnicity being represented around the city in these stereotypical poses? Nobody would put up with it.
My name is Fole Amy Wilson, and I'm a visual artist and also a co-founder of Black House Studios. It's a design studio here in Chicago. I don't necessarily think that just getting rid of statues that are painful are the best solution to that history. I feel like there can be interventions and conversations around it, because building of those statues in the first place is also part of the history. And we shouldn't forget that. And we shouldn't wipe that kind of racism or white supremacy away. We need to study it. We need to educate Chicago about it so that we can have a better understanding of why it causes pain to some communities and that their history is not represented properly.
I haven't formed an idea about a lot of these things, or, you know, I don't think that that's the point, is to come into the committee with an agenda or an opinion about most or all of these statues. You know, I'm willing to hear discussions about them.
The issue historically has been that Asian Americans have been invisible in our society. And it is a shame. You know, you're seeing this all over the newspapers throughout the entire U.S. about Asian American attacks. And, you know, people are getting killed. My firm created Pingtown Memorial Park in Chinatown and celebrating a great civic leader that really was so instrumental in kind of helping Chinatown grow. And his bust is there, and I helped erect that bust. And there have been other monuments within that park in itself that celebrate these Asian Americans that have been so instrumental in Chicago.
If we had more contemporary public art, which I think is one of the goals of the committee, including public art by Native artists, that would bring us up to the contemporary, and that would be really powerful.
I would love to see the community come together with artists, and maybe there's a particular type of ritual that's invented when something needs to be taken down, that people are called all over the city to come to this event. Maybe its history is spoken. Maybe its untruths are spoken. Maybe its truths are spoken, and maybe it's taken down in a particular way that preserves the history of how it got there in the first place somewhere. Maybe an institution in the city wants to claim it. Maybe it's put somewhere for a certain period of time for people to grieve it. That's one place that artists can come together with communities to invent new ways to actually take things down. How do we retire them?